Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Now, you guys know I like my top fives.
Yeah, you do.
And I haven't done one for quite some time.
I know. I was wondering what happened.
It's been a bloody disgrace. I should have... I've let the side down.
You really have, Damien.
So sorry. Okay, so I've got one for you today.
I've already penned a letter to management.
Yeah, you should. You should. All right, today's top five is create a celebrity breakfast. All right? From a celebrity's name.
Oh. What
All
do you
right?
mean? What
I'll
you
give
mean?
An example.
Okay.
Ed Sheerios.
And Cheerios.
You get where I go with this?
Oh, I see where you're going.
You know what I'm doing
with
this?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay.
All right. If a celebrity was a breakfast, this is what they would be.
So, I like it.
And we also involved the Illawarra, and they got involved in
Which
a big
way. Good.
There's been a lot of honourable mentions, as usual. There's Frosted Flakes, which are Frosted Drakes. Drake.
Oh, yeah. Nice, nice. Yeah,
okay,
pretty good.
Eggs. Sheeran.
Oh, Eggs Sheeran, yeah, nice.
Eggs actually featured quite a lot. Eggs Benedict Cumberbatch.
Jeez.
Oh, that's great. Mouthful, but yes.
Bit of a stretch. We all know a Special K. What if it was called a Special Kardashian?
Is it a K-dashian?
It'd be a K-dashian, But anyway, you get where I go. Okay, Milo. Have you ever had Milo?
Yeah, I love Milo.
What about Milo Fisher's? Isla Fisher.
All right.
Bit of a stretch.
Yeah, that was a bit of a stretch.
Bit of a stretch.
These are honourable mentions, aren't they?
These are honourable mentions.
Okay, good.
Damien Rice Bubbles.
Nice.
All right, let's get down to business. Okay, in fifth position, Wheatus Bix. Remember these guys?
Yes.
Wheatus Bix.
Good luck.
I like that.
All right, okay. I think that's a winner. In fourth position, all right, Spider-Man, Uncle Toby Maguire's.
Uncle Toby Maguire's. Gotcha. Yeah.
All right, you struggled with that one.
Yep.
Okay, what about this one? In third position, Justin Timberflakes. Come on, that's pretty good. Actually, I forgot I had Snoop Loops in honorable mention as well.
Snoop Loops.
Yeah, Snoop Loops.
I like
Snoop
them.
Loops. All right,
Are they green?
They're green.
Adults
only. They get you high.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we're in the final furlong here, and I can't decide here. Okay, in second position, Nutri-Grain. Remember Nutri-Grain?
Yeah, I do.
Dwayne Johnson.
Nutri-Grain, Dwayne Johnson.
It's hard to say.
Yeah. It makes you feel strong. It gives you energy. Look, and makes you bald.
Yeah, so, right, nice.
No, okay, you didn't like
that. No, I wasn't a fan of that.
What about Toast Malone? No?
Toast Malone? See, that's good.
You like Toast Malone?
Yeah.
All right, I should have put him in.
You really should.
He didn't make it. The winner, all right, of the cereal, celebrity cereal live. Egg whites, you like an egg white?
Yeah.
Betty's egg whites.
Man, you're a bit rusty with your old top five, my
come
friend.
On, Betty's egg whites.
I know, I get it. I think it's good.
It's hilarious.
It's just not great. But that's all right, it's your first one for a while. Just iron out the cobwebs for next week.
Tomorrow, if you've got any other suggestions, there is a meme Damo's put up at Facebook so you can continue to chip in.
I'm taking it down after that. I just copped abuse for it.
All right. Celebrity breakfasts, there is the top five.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I'm going to make a little confession. I am a lawbreaker.
Well, you know what? I'd love to say this as a surprise, but okay. What law have you broken this time, Jade?
All this week, in fact, I've been breaking the law.
Oh, jeez. All this week?
All this week.
Lewd behaviour.
No.
You and Milka.
What happens indoors? One's room. No. Actually, all the week I've been breaking the law, but I didn't realise it.
Okay. Is that really breaking the law when you don't realise it?
Well, I don't know. Well, because yesterday I had to put my license in for a form. So what's your license number? I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Your driving license.
My driving license number. So I just went onto the Service New South Wales app and I was like going, okay, yep, there's my driver's license, the number. And then I noticed something when I was actually putting in the driver's license number. And I realised that the driver's license had expired.
Oh, Jade Tonta.
So I was driving around for 5 days with no license. And I didn't realise until I actually looked. Like, thank God I even had to look and write down my licence number. Otherwise, even to this moment, I would be blissfully unaware that my licence had expired.
You are a criminal, Jade. You should be ashamed of yourself. What sort of example are you to your family?
Oh, gosh.
To your kids? Wow. To your daughter who's driving right now? Alani's out there and she's like, well, if Mum could drive around without a license, so can I.
See, this is, I just want to do it as a community service. I'm lucky. Nothing happened. Mm. I didn't get pulled over and they said, where's your license? Yep. Expired. You're going to jail or you're getting fined. Oh. So I just want to say to everyone else, make sure you check your license because now things are digital too. I feel like you don't get that paper reminder, you know, of like you used to, you get your, you know, your license renewal or you'd get your rego renewal and you would get it and you'd stick it on the fridge and you would remember.
So where have you got it now? In your services app?
It's in my services app.
Okay.
And so I bought a license for as long as I could buy one just so that I don't have to remember for another 5 years.
I'm looking at mine. Okay, yeah. I've gone into the services New South Wales app and... Well, first of all, nice picture of me, gotta say.
Of course, you would
actually
say that.
It is. I have more hair back then. 28, my expires.
You got time.
I got plenty of time. I don't need to worry about this at all. So how long did you have yours for?
So how long did I have my license or how long did I not have it for?
Oh, well, no, we know it was 5 days where you were illegal, you were a criminal.
Yeah.
So
now I've got it for 2025, so...
Okay. Oh, you only went a couple of years. You didn't do the 10-year license.
Well, I could only get 5 years, but I thought I'd go 3 years because I've been using the same photo for so many years. You can only use it for 10 years, so.
Well, and I think after you get to a certain age group, they don't allow you to get 10-year ones anymore because you progressively get older very fast.
So that's right. You can't be trusted.
You can only get 3-year increments. You know,
yes. Slippery slope.
The thing is, so I was breaking the law. I didn't realise. Everyone, you should just check your license. Has it ever happened to anyone else? Has anyone else, like, unwittingly just gone, oh, they were pulled over. Oh, you know, your license expired. What?
Scandalous.
Let's find out. How long have you accidentally driven, I guess, on an expired license?
And it was an accident, you know, and people, these things happen. Yeah. We're busy people.
Draghi's given us a buzz from Dapto, mate.
One day.
Yeah, well, that's not too bad.
I know, but you've done it. See, that's the thing. You've done it, and that makes me feel better.
Well, it didn't make me feel better. I was coming down Macquarie Pass, got sideswiped by a truck. I thought I'd go to Avia Park Police Station to report it, and the policeman asked me for my driver's licence. And it was one day overdue, and he proceeded to give me a fine, being unlicensed.
Oh, that is...
So one day was enough.
That's criminal, I gotta say. So you got sideswiped, and then you got to the police station doing the right thing, and you get a fine.
Exactly.
Can we ask, just while Jade's sitting down, how much is the fine?
This was in 1987, so... pretty sure it's about $120.
Okay. So that you can add a couple of noughts to that for 2022. Yeah. Wow. That was not a good day for you, Draghi.
Oh, I appreciate the call, bud. That's
so there awful. We go. Note to self. Everyone look on the Service New South Wales app. Make sure your licence is valid. You don't want to be a Draghi. Yeah.
No, you do not want to be a Draghi.
Or a
be a drag.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Just want to do a little quick shout out to my boys.
Oh, to your boys.
Yeah, Milko and Henry, they are heading up to Sydney as we speak. I just got a text. My husband said, we've left Jamboree. Did you see the speed camera on your way out this morning? I said, yes, I did.
Okay,
I'm going the speed limit. But they're heading up to, he's doing another like Best and Less shoot. He's doing like a shoot for Best and Less.
Oh, Milko.
Baby Henry.
Is his modelling career's taken off?
Oh, I tell you what.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's like, I was talking the other week about this stage mum thing and I'm not cut out for this. It's too stressful. But it's good if my husband can do it. And we got a message late yesterday saying, oh, is Henry available for a Best and Less shoot? Like, this is urgent. It's tomorrow, 9 a.m. in Sydney. Oh. And I was like, oh, well, I can't
He's
do it.
He's the go-to model. I like it.
Yeah. He's become the go-to model. Yeah. And I was like, we've got to make this happen.
Yeah.
And Milko can't drive at the moment. He's just had shoulder surgery. I'm like, how are we going to get you guys to Sydney? You can't catch a train.
Yeah.
So I went and knocked on the next door. Jazz, who lives in the granny flat next door, I went and knocked on her door and said, hey, Jazz, what are you doing tomorrow? I know you have Wednesdays off. Do you want to go for a trip to Sydney? Do you want to be a chauffeur for the day?
Oh, my God. You are the neighbour I'm glad I don't have.
So Lovely Jazz, she said she would. So she's driving the boys up. So Henry, at the age of one, has already got his own chauffeur now. He's got his own driver to go to this Best of Less shoot. And I was packing his bag and everything last night, and Milko's like, so how much does he get paid for this kind of thing? And I went, oh, I don't know, like $90 an hour. And he goes, how long is it for? I went, 2 hours. And he goes, so we'll probably just cover our costs. And I said, sweetie, that is not the point. You've got to start somewhere. He's a return customer for Best and Less. And yeah. I said, it's kind of like when you start your music career. You know, Damien, and you can attest to this. You don't start, your first gig's not at a stadium, a sold-out stadium, is it?
No, it's not. You got to work up to it.
That's right. Yeah. Your first gig's usually in your lounge room at home. So that's the level we're at the moment.
I don't want to burst the bubble, but yeah. that kind of the first style gig could also be the gigs that you do your whole life.
The lounge room gigs.
The lounge room gigs. They could stay that way. Jeez.
We don't want Henry typecast as the Best of Less guy.
Oh, no, that's
right. He's got to be United Colors of Benetton. He's got to work his way up, David
Country
Jones.
Country Road Kid, that's where I want him to get.
baby steps.
Literally baby steps.
I just love the fact that he's turning up with an entourage.
Oh, no, that's right. He's got his own driver.
Just rocking in.
and she's doing it for free?
Oh, no, she's getting paid. Henry's paid her. That's what I'm saying. Henry will break even on this job.
Oh, jeez.
I hope he at least gets a Macca's run on the way home and some hot chips or something, just for his troubles.
You got to start somewhere. I can see Milko trying to get in front of the camera as well.
Yeah, that's right.
You need a dad. You need a dad in this picture.
Yeah. I'm really good like that.
Dad with surgery in his arm.
Yeah, that's right.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
You were roaming around the place with your toothbrush in your hand. You yes. carry it around like it's, I don't know, it's
my
like a cane.
Blanket.
It's a security blanket. You're like a surfer with a surfboard, all right? A musician with a guitar. That's me.
That's me with my toothbrush.
It's your crutch. I mean, you brush your teeth all the time here.
Yeah.
And look, can I be totally honest with you?
Yes.
Give us a little smile there. Not as white as I would imagine. For someone who does so much work on their teeth, I would have thought you'd have, like, little sparkly whites.
Really? No, I've always wanted to, like, bleach my teeth.
Right.
But I never have.
I mean, look, there's been issues here in the building as well where people made complaints about you and your toothbrush.
I know.
Because you leave it lying around.
There was a group email that went out about the toothbrush that was left in the kitchen and contaminated the rest of Wave FM office.
Look, it's become a bit of a problem, but you know what? We have a solution for you because we want you to look your best, Jade.
I want to look my best too.
To look your absolute best and you know, for this whole toothbrushing thing to not go to waste. We want people to look at your teeth and go, wow, she really brushes her teeth a lot. So we got you a little kit, okay? It's a gorgeous little kit. It is called White Glow. And what this allows you to do is shove a little thing in your mouth and in 10 minutes you will have gorgeous pearly whites.
Wow. Have my teeth that yellow?
Jeez.
We were discussing off air the other day what you do if someone's got bad BO, you buy them deodorant at work, mate. And now you're getting me this, like, white glow. Are my teeth that yellow?
Well, look, it's just you spend a lot of time on your teeth and...
Illawarra, just right now we're Facebook Living this, by the way. So if you want to jump onto Facebook Live, want a close inspection of Jade's chompers, we're about to zoom on in right now.
Are they really yellow? Maybe they are. They could definitely be whiter. I would love to have, like, fully white teeth. Like, you know, that you look like you're that girl off the Extras ad.
Ooh, yeah. Well, look, this kit is meant to be amazing. I'm dismantling the kit right now. I'm unboxing as this.
Oh, yeah, unboxing
online.
It. Oh, la la. And it's like a full mouth guard with, like, a little round. What's that do? Oh, whoa!
It's got a little UV light. It's a UV light. So the UV...
Wow.
So bottom line is we've got a paste.
That.
We put the paste on the little mouth guard part.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you shove the mouth guard and with the paste into your mouth. You shove on the light.
What?
Don't mess with
it.
Sorry,
I was just playing with it. Go.
Don't mess
Sorry.
With it. And then you wait 10 minutes.
Okay.
It says here, recommends that while you're waiting... Oh, no, it actually says 5 to 15 minutes. But anyway, it says you should sing a song...
At
intervals while you still have it in your mouth because apparently it helps.
Does that help it disperse all over your teeth?
It's like the vibration of the voice box.
So where do I put it? Like in the front there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Well, let's get this started.
All right, so Jade is applying the toothpaste.
So to shove it all in there. How much?
Just go.
Just load it up.
Just load it up.
Go help a leather. I mean, jeez.
Oh, God.
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
Okay. We only want to do it once so we get white teeth. And what I do is
all
put
right.
it in.
Shove it in your mouth. Make sure, is it all over your teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, shove on your light.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any noise actually at all. No noise whatsoever. Mm-hmm. All right, Jade, how are you feeling with it in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's hear the first rendition of a song.
Mm-hmm.
Lead us into our... can't make out anything you're saying. No, I've no idea. All right. Oh, not in my life. What a good choice this song I had. You could have the teeth of your life in a few moments.
All right, so this is going to stay in Jade's golf for
10 minutes.
Okay, so we're at about a minute and a half in at this point.
Mm. Yep.
So, all right, look, we're going to play a song. We've got Adele coming up. Keep singing, because that singing gets your voice box and that creates the positive vibes through the teeth, okay, through the gums. Yeah. All right, you can check this out, by the way, 96.5 Wave FM on Facebook. You can check out this teeth whitening social experiment happening right now.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Siri song.
Yeah, so Siri, we know Siri.
Yes, we do indeed.
We punch lyrics to some big, massive songs into Siri. She gives you guys the lyrics.
Yep.
You need to decipher that lyric by title and artist of the song.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's put the trophy on the line, Jade. Stop messing around. Go grab the trophy over there. Come on. Don't be... Are you scared?
Yeah.
What are you scared
of? Because
you're
better than me.
You can't just pick and choose. I'm serious. You know? Okay.
It's worth
I'll put it
on
the line
today.
For the end. I'll put it on the line by the end of the week.
Oh, okay. All right. End of the week. All right. Okay, I will tell you right now, though, now that you've said no to putting the trophy on the line, these are three of the biggest hits released in the year 2002.
Oh, oh that's God. Your jam, Jade.
What's
your
jam?
I'm glad
these
I didn't
were
put
all
it on.
Absolutely massive.
Okay, ready.
Okay.
Here comes Siri with lyric number one.
I've created a monster. Cause nobody wants to see Marshall no more.
That's Eminem. I created a monster.
Name of the song?
I don't
even
know.
I don't know what it's called. Slim Get Zeus back.
That's not Eminem.
Get Zeus back. It is that song.
I've created a monster.
I'm the real Slim Shady.
Because nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want
the
Shady. I'm chopped liver.
Please stand.
Well,
up.
If you want.
Yeah, name it's of the
that
song?
One. Oh, Slim Shady, isn't
Slim
it?
Slim Shady.
No.
Please stand up. 8 Mile.
No.
What's the alter ego of Slim Shady again? I don't know.
No, Slim
just
Shady
Eminem.
Is the alter ego forever.
Is it just Eminem?
Please stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Do you want me to give it to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
Without Me.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it was called, Without Me?
So empty without me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do I get half a point for that? Because I'm
kind of
half right.
We've got two songs to go. All right, you ready? Lyric number two. I need it by title and artist.
Okay. Lucky that my lips not only mumble, they spill kisses like a fountain. Lucky that my breasts are small and humble.
That is, look at my eyes, look at my breasts or something. Forever, whenever, I will always be together.
Who's
the,
you've just said the title of the song.
It's the girl from South America with the blondie hair. Her name is, I can't think of her name.
She was in Celebrity Buzz last week.
What is Shakira? I know that's
Shakira.
I know it's Shakira, but he was trying to answer.
It's a joint venture that one, so I'll give you a point each. You got the song, Jade got the artist.
Oh, but wait, in the last one, I got the artist. How come I didn't get a point in that one?
All comes down to the third and final song here.
Jeez. Let's just make the rules up as we go along.
I like it.
All
right. Focus in. Third and final series song word. Good luck.
You come over unannounced. Dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at. You see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes.
Jade. Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy.
No!
Isn't it?
No, I knew you had that wrong.
Oh.
Keep it going.
Take off all your
preppy
clothes.
Unannounced. Dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at. Making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Nothing. Take off all your preppy clothes.
Ah, I know what it is.
Oh, was that all I'm getting? I still can't get that. I still don't know who it is.
I can say that, yes, Avril Lavigne is correct.
Yeah.
The name of the song, her first number one massive hit.
Yeah, I thought it was Skater
Worldwide.
Boy.
Worldwide. No.
It was a cold, dark. Is it called Dark Knight? No.
No, is it She Was a Skater Boy? It's that song, isn't it?
No. Oh. No. Same artist.
I thought that was her breakthrough song.
I didn't know she had another song.
Yeah.
Weird Al Yankovic did a version of this as well.
I have no idea.
Complicated. But I think Skater Boy came out before Complicated. Skater Boy was a big breakthrough hit, I thought.
Are you saying that Dino doesn't know stuff?
Well, I don't know. I got none of those right, so I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but...
Look, let's just clear things up here right now. Okay, I won this. I mean, come on.
I think we both lost, Damien, to be fair.
If you're going to average it out, I won.
I think at the end of the day, Siri won.
Yeah. You know what? I think you're right.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.